This is an encore presentation of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio with updates. It first aired on October 13th, 2017.
Тебе нема, підвела,
and a Ukrainian group for you there from Poland. They are called Horpina, with one of probably the most beloved, favorite Ukrainian folk songs of all time, Підминула, підвела, You Deceived Me. Ітаким веселим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павіна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paula Demchuk-McQuarrie, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have Ukrainian Jewish heritage and part two of that interview with Marla Rosher Osborne that we began 2 weeks ago. And she'll be continuing the story of the fabulous work that she's doing in the Ukrainian city of Rohatyn to preserve the Jewish heritage there. As well, we've got other items of interest, our usual proverb of the week, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, we've got an American, Ukrainian-American group called Korinya. That means roots, by the way. And here they are, one of their recent releases, a Ukrainian folk song about a grandfatherly gentleman who thinks he needs to go out and get a razor and clean up his look in order to attract a young lady. Here is Korinya now with Zadumał Didochuk.
Задумав дідочок, задумав жениться, ось задумав жениться, ось задумав жениться, що старо не хочеться, молода не піде, ось думав, молода не піде, ось думав, молода не піде, а хоч вона піде, то не ляже спати, ось думав, та не ляже спати, ось думав, та не ляже спати. Хоч ляже спати, то не обернеться. Ой, сірдума-дума, та не обернеться. Ой, сірдума-дума, та не обернеться. Хоч обернеться, то не поцілує. Ой, сірдума-дума, та не поцілує. Ой, сірдума-дума, та не поцілує. А хоч поцілує, одвернеться, сплюне. Ой, сірдума-дума, обернеться, сплюне. Ой, сірдума-дума, обернеться, сплюне. Тебе діду цапинає борода. Ой, сірдума-дума, цапинає борода. Ой, сірдума-дума, цапинає борода. Їхав дідочок вранці на риночок. Ой, сів, думав, вранці на риночок. Ой, сів, думав, вранці на риночок. Купив на гайку доброю тротянку. Ой, сів, думав, доброю тротянку. Ой, сів, думав, доброю тротянку. Що у тебе, діду, шовковая борода?
Головна мета Ukraine War Amps – це допомога пораненим воїнам та патріотам, які захищають свободу своєї країни у сьогоднішній війні за Україну. Ukraine War Amps представляє програму «Всинови солдата». З вашою підтримкою наша організація зможе передавати принаймні $50 США щомісяця для цільової підтримки якомога більшого числа українських героїв. 100% зібраних коштів буде передано напряму героям, пораненим у війні за Україну. Програма «Всинови солдата» будує унікальний зв'язок між вами і солдатом, якого ви підтримуєте. Все починається з вас. Візьміть під опіку солдата. Підтримайте героя України.
Thank you.
Toronto group called Zubrivka from their second CD, Večernici, which means evening party, and the song was all about Johnny Ivanku. And coming up next, something quite recent. This is an artist from Ukraine, a pop artist called Leah, and a song recently released, pretty much hot off the press. It's called Bichtia po Svitu, Run Around the World.
Ми затимуємо подих, бо заблукали у колі життя. Мене рятує твій дотик, усе, що є в тобі, вип'ю за до дна. Зелені очі надію пророчать, минає час, завтра буде все навпаки. Будемо разом ми бігти по світлу, бігти по світлу, шукати світло, що в тобі є. Бігти по світлу і зрозуміти, все, що даруєш, то все твоє.
Радіо програму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. This is Pavlina, producer and host of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In the last episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, we spoke with Marla Rosher Osborne, who discovered her Jewish roots a few years ago in the western Ukrainian city of Rohatyn. Shortly thereafter, she and her husband left their home in California and relocated to Lviv in western Ukraine, where they now run an NGO called Rohatyn Jewish Heritage. This NGO, or non-government organization, is dedicated to restoring Rohatyn's centuries-old Jewish heritage, which was almost completely obliterated by the Nazis during the Holocaust. In the last episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, Marla shared with us the reasons behind her driving passion for this work, a bit about the centuries-old history of Rohatyn's Jewish community, and some of the different projects she and her organization are tackling. She also introduced us to one of the people who plays a key role in her project. In this episode, part two of our interview with Marla Rosher Osborne, we'll find out more about this man so critical to her work. Marla will also provide a bit more detail about the challenges her Rohatyn Restoration Project faces, in particular Jewish cemeteries and locating headstones, or what is left of the countless headstones that had been desecrated and vandalized by the Nazis and later the Soviet authorities. Marla, tell us about Mykhailo. You mentioned the people of Rohatyn working with you and with the Jewish heritage community, I guess, outside of Ukraine. So tell us about Mykhailo Vorobets.
A very special person. He's 83 years old. And in fact, we spoke about the Jewish descendants coming in 1998, working with the city to erect memorials. He was part of that. He was there. He was in touch with several of the descendants that worked on the creation of these memorials, and he continues to be there. He is at this point a retired school teacher, which is a very common characteristic I have found in towns. Oftentimes the person who is the carrier of memory, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. is a former school teacher. And he's written a number of books. He continues to lecture to students about the multi-ethnic pre-war population of Rohatyn, with the Jewish component very prevalent. Even last week, he lectured to some students about this. And he has been, for the last 6 years that we have created Rohatyn Jewish Heritage, he has been our key contact in the city. He doesn't speak English, which is another reason why we always bring an interpreter with us. And it was Mykhailo Vorobets, as you mentioned, that Renata met with at least once, if not more times than that, during her visits. And I would like to add that for over 25 years at this point, he has been planting flowers at the mass grave sites, caring mm-hmm. for the cemeteries in conjunction with the city, bringing Jewish headstones back to the cemetery if they've been found in town. And he continues to be our liaison with the city and the residents when Jewish headstones are uncovered in town, for coordinating their return to the Jewish cemetery.
So tell us about the headstones. That is your main project, right?
Yeah, from day one. What to say about it? I am not a practicing religious Jew, but the first time I saw a Jewish headstone on the banks of the river in Rohatyn, it changed me. To see a Jewish headstone with Hebrew writing on it in a place other than a Jewish cemetery is a changing experience, and it speaks volumes. The headstones were our first encounter when we returned for that second visit to Rohatyn in 2011. Mr. Vorobets showed us headstones that had been pulled out of a road that had been opened for maintenance work. Headstones get pulled out of private gardens, or as we walk the streets of Rohatyn with him, because everybody knows him and feels comfortable speaking with him. It is very, very common on trips for people to come out of their houses and motion for us to come into the backyard because they've had a Jewish headstone that they have been keeping, but they weren't sure what it was, what to do with it. At this point, 6 years on, I would say between social media and the many, many trips we make to Rohatyn in the course of the year, and also speaking with students and working with the church, the Ukrainian church in town, residents know to contact Mr. Vorobets if they know of a Jewish headstone that is not in the cemetery. So we really have what I think is a wonderful momentum that's finally going after 6 years.
You mentioned some of the places that these headstones are found, gardens and things.
Mm-hmm.
These were used by Nazis and then Soviets as well. They just took these as concrete or building materials.
Right. You know, again, as the Holocaust is about not just the destruction of people, but destruction of culture. And what are the signs of culture, but the physical embodiments of culture, synagogues, cemeteries, schools, that sort of thing. And one of the first things the Nazis did was to destroy the Jewish cemeteries by taking the headstones, breaking them into workable sizes, and using them to pave roads. The roads in Rohatyn that we have heard about from memoirs and testimonies that were paved with Jewish headstones are largely known. So most of the time when headstones are discovered in roads in Rohatyn, it's not a big surprise because we've either uncovered them in the past or we have heard about these roads having been paved. We've had a couple of surprises in terms of private gardens. Only then, working with Mr. Vorobets, will research and discover, this garden had a house that a Gestapo member maybe lived in during the occupation. Or in the case of one area in Rohatyn, Gestapo headquarters had the parking lot paved with Jewish headstones. So some of the same areas keep coming up, although periodically a headstone may be returned to Mr. Vorobets and we may not necessarily know where it was originally found.
So, of course, you won't find them all.
I think this project is going to outlive, it's going to outlive me, because when I started thinking, you know, Jews were in Rohatyn for at least 350 years. The old Jewish cemetery was active until the 1920s. You're talking probably 10,000 headstones when it was finally full and closed and the second cemetery was opened. So, you know, somewhere in town, there are an awful lot of headstones that have not been recovered, because to date, we've probably recovered somewhere between 500 and 600 fragments, few of which are complete headstones. So it's a project that's going to go on well beyond my lifetime. And I need to keep that in mind. We need to keep that in mind mm-hmm. as a project that will continue.
Wow. Then that's a legacy, if I've ever heard one. Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely remarkable. Are other towns in Ukraine following your model? Are they following your footsteps and getting inspiration and doing something similar?
You know, actually, there are dozens of towns, and they've started long before I did. These days with social media, I don't think a week goes by when some project is brought to my attention, and I find this is a project that's been going on a lot longer than Rohatyn Jewish Heritage. You have many, many examples in Western Ukraine, which is what I can speak best about, and they are oftentimes organically initiated. In other words, they're projects that start up in town that don't even have the involvement of the Jewish diaspora. And they sometimes approach me as a bridge to the Jewish diaspora to get them involved in these projects and to highlight that there's a memorial that's being built or that headstones have been found in this town, or somebody wants to do a project that puts a plaque on a former building that was a synagogue. And these are projects that Ukrainians in the towns are starting up, and it would be wonderful if Jewish descendants would join them in a partnership.
Interesting to hear you say that, since it was, you know, Jewish diaspora outside Ukraine that started it in Rohatyn.
Yeah, except truly, Rohatyn has been caring for these sites long before I ever came, and Mr. Vorobets was involved with these projects, 15 years before I even made my first trip to Rohatyn. So I don't even think I'm a good example to inspire other people, because this stuff has been going on. It just hasn't been publicized, not as well as it's been publicized in other countries. For example, say Poland, just on the other side of the border, where you've got similar projects, but at this point, Poland's got institutions and organizations in place that involve the Jewish diaspora in these projects to the extent they want to get involved. Ukraine is still lagging a little bit behind, and for many Americans, and I'm sure you know also for Canadians, Ukraine just seems like another planet. I mean, so little is known about it, and it's just not as familiar. And of course, for those of us that have roots in Galicia, if you have a grandparent from Galicia, your town may very well today be in Ukraine, not in Poland. So it's an education process on both sides.
It's important for you to do this, and it's great that you are doing it. You've been on Facebook. Actually, that's for me. I've been following you since Renata first brought Rohat Tin and then your page to our attention. So this project that you've started with your husband, Jay, it's an NGO now that's devoted to Rohat Tin, restoring the Ukrainian Jewish heritage in our community. Or maybe heritage. I don't know if there's much enough people now to even have a community anymore like it did in years past. But at least you're restoring what's left and hopefully building on that. And you're telling the world about it. And you've got many projects. We've talked about the headstones, and we're almost coming to half an hour. So we could talk for another hour at least, I'm sure.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we'll talk about that after we're done this interview, and we'll make arrangements to find out more about what you're doing, because you've got different projects. Just give us a list of the projects that you're doing.
Absolutely. There's a new regional museum that's opening up in Rohat Tin. It's a museum on Ukrainian regional history of the Opelia area, which Rohat Tin is the major town. And it's going, as I mentioned, to have a component of the permanent exhibit on the other ethnicities that once lived in the town. So we're working with the museum on a permanent exhibit about the Jewish history of Rohat Tin. We have spoken several times with teachers and students who are interested in Rohat Tin learning about the Jewish history. Also, several students, believe it or not, have expressed interest in learning Hebrew, how to bring Hebrew lessons to Rohat Tin, which is something I need to investigate further.
That'll be fun with your learning Ukrainian and Hebrew. Do you know Hebrew?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, there you go. Another project for you personally.
No, I do not. So that question absolutely hit me unexpectedly when a couple students and teachers asked about that. But in addition to that, you know, they're interested in doing projects that involve studying and learning about the history of specific buildings in town, what buildings, especially buildings on the market square, were pre-war Jewish businesses. Some of these students are interested in interviewing grandparents and great-grandparents about their memories of the Jewish community. They're interested in making walking tour maps. You see this in other towns in the region. Buchach has a very active heritage project that is sort of centered around the writer Agnon, that they've built walking tours around to see where he lived and wrote, etc. And of course, Lviv has several heritage projects. So it would be really wonderful, I think, to even consider Rohat Tin joining forces with other cities in the Ivano-Frankivsk or Lviv Oblast, creating sort of a heritage tour. And the heritage tour could have a component that's Jewish heritage, Ukrainian heritage, Polish heritage. You get a lot of Poles coming over here wanting to visit their towns and understand where their Polish cemeteries are, their Polish churches are. And in many cases, like Jewish heritage, there is not a Jewish or Polish community there anymore. So the Ukrainian current population lives with the Polish churches, the Polish cemeteries, the Jewish synagogue, surviving buildings and cemeteries. So there is a rich history here with a great potential for heritage tourism. And I would really like to get more involved with that, because I think that is something that benefits not just visitors, like Jewish visitors, but it benefits the town and the residents as well.
And obviously the visitors, I think, probably the most. Going away with a completely different view of the world and history and their place in the world.
Most certainly. But again, I think right now, I think it would be a wonderful experience, for example, to bring Jewish students over here to sit down with Ukrainian students one-on-one and talk. There are English courses that are taught in Rohatyn. I've met with some of the students, so it's not out of the realm of possibility that they could sit and talk about what is of interest to them, and they would mm-hmm. discover they're very similar. They may live in different countries, mm-hmm. they may practice different religions, but they have a lot of the same interests, a lot of the same curiosities, and I think it's a wonderful way of bridging differences in countries, generations, etc. Just as I say, if I could bring somebody over here with me, a trip to Rohatyn would turn them around, because it's one thing to talk about it on social media and in genealogy-based discussion groups. It's another thing to walk the streets of your grandparents.
Absolutely. Maybe I'll get you to bring me over.
I want you over here. Are you kidding? I'd love it.
Well, I would love to as well. So that's something else for us to talk about later on. One of your projects is public education campaign.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about that, how it's going and what you're planning, how you're planning to do that. Obviously, you know, talking on Nash Holos is one, and being on Facebook is another.
Yeah, and to the extent that we can write articles or participate in conferences, etc. But Rohatyn Jewish Heritage, as you mentioned, is now officially a Ukrainian NGO. And in fact, I'm here to say, as of today, we officially have an agreement of a memorandum of understanding signed with the city of Rohatyn to cooperate on future heritage projects. It's now official. And we have a website, which is rohatynjewishheritage.org, which by the end of this year should be 100% bilingual, English and Ukrainian. And the website is not only a place for news about our visits and projects and what's going on in town, but also we're very actively working on a timeline of the Jewish community. We want to have it eventually interactive with the Ukrainian Rohatyn community so they can contribute the Ukrainian history. At some point, I would love a Polish contribution so we can get a fuller picture of what the pre-war community was like. And it's a way of also being exposed to genealogy, heritage, websites, and links of events, projects, other heritage activists on the internet. So it's a one-stop shop for anybody with roots in Rohatyn, and it's continuing to change, and it will feature our projects, upcoming, past, etc.
Wow, that is a huge project. Obviously,
it's
life's
big.
Work, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you probably can use help then. So you're looking for volunteers to help?
Volunteers is tough because we're not really set up for that. I mean, it really is just the two of us. We are actively working to partner with organizations. Right now we're speaking with an American Christian organization about coming to Rohatyn next summer to professionally clean the old Jewish cemetery in preparation for our next big project, which will be hopefully using the headstones we've collected to create a memorial space. But generally, the best way to help us is if you have roots in Rohatyn, we of course want to hear from you. Otherwise, the website, again, rohatynjewishheritage.org, certainly accepts donations. They are for American citizens tax deductible. And 100% of the donations go toward the projects themselves. And everything is very upfront and transparent in terms of what projects cost. And again, we're not really set up to bring individual volunteers with us. But on the other hand, once in a while, we do need somebody who can help us translate something from Hebrew or Polish or Ukrainian. And we reach out into the community, usually using Facebook or people we've met along the way here in Lviv who have worked with us on other projects.
Okay, so then for people interested in keeping track of what you're doing and maybe planning a trip to Rohatyn or giving information to others who'd be interested in going, who have roots there, whatever, you've got two main places online, your Facebook page,
yep,
and your website. And that's Rohatyn is spelled R-O-H-A-T-Y-N.
Yes, it's one word, RohatynJewishHeritage.org.
Okay, RohatynJewishHeritage.org. And also just go on Facebook and same thing?
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep, same thing. And there's a link from the website to Facebook as well.
Okay, wonderful. Well,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've got your work cut out for you. You're wishing you all the best.
Thank you. We very much appreciate the interview because it's very rare for us to be able to bridge to the Ukrainian community that is the non-Jewish community. So this is a wonderful outlet for us.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, thank you so much. All the best, and we'll talk to you again soon. And that ends our special two-part interview with Marla Rosher Osborne of Rohatyn Jewish Heritage, a Ukrainian NGO dedicated to restoring the Jewish heritage of the Ukrainian city of Rohatyn. The audio and transcripts for this two-part interview can be found online at the Nash Holos website, as well as at the website of the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, the sponsor of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Nash Holos listeners were first introduced to Rohatyn and Marla Rosher Osborne in 2014. The audio and transcripts of those reports are available at the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter website, www.ukrainianjewishencounter.org. They are also archived at the Nash Holos website. Go to www.nashholos.com/listen. Select Ukrainian Jewish Heritage and type Rohatyn in the search bar. R-O-H-A-T-Y-N. I'm Pavlina, host of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Until next time, shalom. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. A transcript of this interview is available at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Vyslouchejte radio programu Nash Holos, Radio Ukrainskoho Koriniya, po mereži PCJ Radio. Hovorit Pavlina. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Pavlina.
Ми, браття, козаки, браття, сестри козацького роду, у серці живе Україна, крові мої, Україна, діаспора, діаспора, діаспора. Діаспора, діаспора, діаспора. Покажем, що ми нові козаки, іноземці козацького роду, ми всі твої, Україно, всі твої, Україно, діаспора, діаспора,
From London, England, that was The Ukrainians with the title track of their CD Diaspora. And coming up next, one of many songs coming from the front, the ATO zone, the anti-terrorist zone, and that is what is, I guess, officially the front where the Ukrainians are fighting against the Russian invaders on the eastern border. And many soldiers come back with songs. They record songs that they've written there or they've written about their experience. And this one by Mirko Sablich talks about cursing the war and getting through the day. It's called Temnaya Nich, Dark Night.
Темная ніч, тільки гради свистять вдалині, без зупинок і без вихідних, лупить арта скажена. В цей пізній час ти, кохана, в Фейсбуці сидиш, видивляєшся вістки за то, молиш Бога за мене. Курва війна розлучила з тобою мене, але вона неодмінно колись скінчиться. Знаю, тоді знову ми, як колись, заживемо. Віра в це надихає мене, і загарбником биться. Нечисть повзе, вже осілася міцно в Криму, пошматовано рідний Донецьк, біль у душах стражденних. Так як колись мій дідуньо фашистів смалив, так і я за поребрик зжену окупантів мерзенних. Голод і сніг, бруд окопів у нігті проріз, і лиш у сні все ошатно і променисто, хоч би на мить доторкнутись до тебе з дітьми, обійняти стареньких батьків, прогулятись по місту. Вже багатьох не побачиш у нашім строю, тіло в землі, але пам'ять про них не тлі. Низько вклонись всім загиблим в нерівнім бою, всім, хто душу і тіло поклав за твою Україну.
Всі, хто має крик. батьківщина мила. Таємниці поклик чуть понад сонним містом, крила лебедів несуть висоти чисті. Розривай завісу сну, ніби павутину, плинь у неба глибину, в долю лебедину.
The immortal words of Ukrainian poet Oles Bernik put to music for you there. Vichna Taina Klechanas, Eternal Mystery Calls Us. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links and other information about the show, and that's www.nashholos.com. Нажаємо, що скінчила нашу програму. Пора не прощатися на щодень тиждень, бо вже час додому висказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто ворогові піддається, той не матиме щастя. And our proverb of the week translates as, he who gives in to his enemy will never enjoy prosperity. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos. To take us to the end of our program, we have Anton Ivasyuk with Jason's Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.